USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the country will not go into a lockdown despite several states reinstating coronavirus restrictions. The president also speaking from the Rose Garden saying a vaccine will be ready for those states willing to accept it.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where for political reasons, the governor, he doesn't trust the fact that it's this White House, this administration. So we won't be delivering it to New York until we have authorization to do so, and that pains me to say that. So the governor, Governor Cuomo, will have to let us know when he's ready for it.
Investors remaining hopeful that an end to the pandemic may be in sight after updates on two coronavirus vaccines, the Dow finishing up for the second week of gains, adding 400 points to close out the week at 29,480. USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The International Space Station is about to get more crowded. NASA will launch four astronauts above the SpaceX Dragon capsule this weekend in the company's first regular crew rotation to the orbiting lab. Navy pilot from California, Victor Glover, will be taking his first space flight. He will also be the first black astronaut to stay at the space station for a full six-month rotation. Glover asked by CBS News if he's thought about that accomplishment.
I will once I get there. I try not to think about that too much. I think it is important for our astronaut corps and the accomplishments of our agency to represent the beautiful variety in this country. And so it is important to have kids who look like me or look like I looked when I was younger, see someone that they can relate to that way.
If House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wins another term as Speaker, it will likely preside over the slimmest Democratic majority since World War II. Pelosi reminding everyone, though, there are still a number of House races ongoing. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There are high hopes for a coronavirus vaccine made by Pfizer, but those who have received the shot say it's no fun. Participants saying the side effects can feel like the flu or a bad hangover. The timing on the vaccine is unknown, but Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's Good Morning America we can expect.
Obviously, the first ones that are going to get it are people like healthcare providers who put themselves at risk, and then there are those who are highly vulnerable. Over the months from December, which when it will start in December, then you get to January, February, March, April, we hope that by the time you get into the second quarter, end of April, early May, June, somewhere around that time, the ordinary citizen should be able to get it.
Washington, D.C. police and other local officials are monitoring nearly a dozen groups that plan on holding protests this weekend.
And we have a number of groups that are thinking about coming here on Saturday. Regardless of your issue, if you want to come to Washington, D.C., we're going to welcome you with open arms. But the rules are very clear. We're not going to allow any violence.
That's D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham. Many of the people in D.C. will be at the Million MAGA March, which begins Saturday at noon Eastern Time in Washington, D.C., at Freedom Plaza, ending at the Supreme Court. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.